June 17th, Thursday. Are you in the stream of evangelization? You must be able to properly see the history of the world and the stream of the age. By looking through the eyes of the gospel and from the viewpoint of evangelization, you'll be able to see a time schedule that will achieve God's will at a place where His desires are fulfilled. Esther, Rahab, and Obadiah were in that timetable and place. Where are you today? Are you choosing and making decisions based on the Word? Starting today, examine yourself before God, who even knows all the calculations that are hidden in your heart. The Duty of the Levites, Numbers 18, verse 7. And you and your sons with you shall guard your priesthood for all that concerns the altar and that is within the veil, and you shall serve. I give your priesthood as a gift, and any outsider who comes near shall be put to death. Whether they are exposed or hidden, everyone has emotional scars. Because people are separated from God, they are like orphans whose hearts are ailing with deep emotional illnesses. Those deep-seated issues, scars, and pains can only be resolved through Jesus Christ. God knows this, has set you apart, and has called you as a spiritual Levite to convey that fact. Then what are the duties that God has given to the Levites? Number one, responsibilities and the duties that must be maintained spiritually. Those duties include connecting with God through worship and enjoying the blessing of the throne of His kingdom, because worship is the path to gain strength to continue God's work. Number two, the path of blessings given as a gift. When God called you and set you apart as a Levite, it wasn't meant as a burden. It was God's promise or guarantee to save you. In other words, it was God's blessing to place you in a position to receive strength. And in doing so, you can then relay that strength to others and give answers to the world. You must remember that experiencing word fulfillment in your life is the answer among all answers, and it is your God-given mission to relay it to others. Dear God, inside the time schedule and field where you directly work, help me to live through your word that will be fulfilled. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.